Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, August 17th, 2014. You're listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening. Live from Washington, I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, the Southern African Development Community Heads of States and Government Leaders Summit started in the resort town of Victoria Falls today, with President Robert Mugabe assuming chairmanship of the 15-member regional bloc. 400 young Catholics from 10 European and African countries arrived in the country Friday for a 10-day conference that will end Sunday next week, running under the theme Ignite Africa Magics.
They will be spending a lot of time, especially today being a Sunday, reflecting on what does the gospel say in relation to the justice and peace issues in Zimbabwe, in Africa.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
I'm joined today by Ngoni Chikomba, and he works with Zimphone, which is kind of an exciting product that allows people in the diaspora to call people back home in Zim.
The Southern African Development Committee Heads of States and Government Leaders Summit started in the resort town of Victoria Falls today, with President Robert Mugabe assuming chairmanship of the 15-member regional bloc. The 34th SADC Ordinary Summit for Heads of State and Government will see President Mugabe taking over from Malawi's Peter Mutharika. The summit is running under the theme Leveraging the Region's Diverse Resources for Sustainable Economic and Social Development Through Beneficiation and Value Addition.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington. Visit the Studio 7 website to read our top stories, listen to our programs, and subscribe to newsletters in English, Shona, and Ndebele. Our site is at www.studio7news.com. Send your emails to studio7@voanews.com and text us at 1-202-465-0318.
Young Catholics from 10 European and African countries arrived in Zimbabwe Friday for a 10-day conference that will end Sunday next week. Running under the theme Ignite Africa Magics, the conference is expected to give the youth experience in the way of life in Zimbabwe. Gift Mambipiri, spokesman of the Jesuits Communications Zimbabwe, tells us more.
The Ignite Africa campaign being held under the banner of Magis has attracted 400 young people from 10 different countries, some from Europe, others from Africa. In fact, all the 10 countries include Italy, Germany, Austria, Seychelles, South Sudan, Zambia, Kenya, and Nigeria. And they are in Zimbabwe for 10 days at St. Ignatius College in Harare, where they are taking that time to reflect on faith and life issues, the concerns of Africa, the concerns of Zimbabwe vis-a-vis what they read in the scriptures. So they will be spending a lot of time, especially today being a Sunday, reflecting on what does the gospel say in relation to the justice and peace issues in Zimbabwe, in Africa. What does the gospel say in relation to our brothers and sisters who are affected and infected with HIV and AIDS? What does the gospel say in the lives of those who are living under squalid conditions, not only in Zimbabwe, but in other parts of the world. So today really is a day of reflection, centering on those key issues.
We see that your theme is Ignite Africa Magics. What made you come up with that theme?
Well, the theme tries to respond to two fundamental issues. The first issue is that Africa is has a young population, is a growing continent, and more than 70% of the African population is considered youthful, that is under 35 years. The second thing is Africa is in dire need of leadership, is in dire need of energy, is in dire need of people with vigor and foresight to lead. Therefore, the challenge that we've then seen is how do we mobilize, how do we ignite young people so that they are ready to lead Africa into a new dispensation. So we are challenging the young people who are here to say, look, Africa has a poor social delivery record, has a poor justice record, but we cannot continue to look up to the West or to the North for assistance, for help, for leadership. We want to ignite them so that they are on fire in so far as they want to relate and address the African challenges. They mustn't just pray in their churches. They mustn't just read the scriptures in their homes, but they must also get out and take it upon themselves to address some of the issues that are always nagging and bedeviling Africa.
That was Gift Mambipiri, spokesperson of the Jesuits Communications Zimbabwe, speaking to us from Harare.
You're listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
The Chitungwiza Council Workers' Committee says it has given the council a three-day ultimatum to reinstate six workers that were suspended last week. The workers include Reverend Ephraim Katsina, Amai Miriam Chitsa, and Peter Kapama, accusing them of inciting other workers to down tools last week. Studio 7 was unable to reach Chitungwiza Town Council representatives for their comment. However, Studio 7's Junga Kandemiri spoke to Workers' Committee representative Reverend Katsina, who was also suspended last month.
The workers have written to the authorities, to our council, advising them that they should reinstate the suspended workers, including me, because there is no point for them to suspend us. And they've just given them 3 days, which starts from today and then Monday. And Tuesday, on Wednesday, they will take it to the streets because they want to invoke Labour Act Chapter 104B, which says if there is a threat to the existence of a trade union, there is no need of writing a 14-day notice. The workers can strike at any time.
Are you expected to be brought before the council disciplinary committee for a hearing?
Yes, they've written to us and they said that three of us, myself, Samson Bamusi and Israel Bako, who appear in the Board of Inquiry on the 21st of August 2014, and the other guys, Miriam Chita, Frank Machingura, and Peter Kapamba, who appear on the 22nd of August 2014. But you see, the charges that they are leveling against us are somehow mischievous.
Why do you say so?
Because the period that they are talking about from the 4th to the 10th of July, when they are saying that we were absent from duty, obviously it's mischievous to us. Because during that period, they know very well that we were on a lawful strike. And now they write to us and tell us that we were absent from duty.
So are you going to challenge this?
Of course, yes. We are going to challenge it. Come the 21st of August and the 22nd of August, we are going to embarrass them.
That was Workers' Committee Representative Reverend Katsina, who was also suspended last month, speaking to Studio 7's Junga Kandemiri.
Direct from Washington, the Voice of America, VOA.
And now we go to the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. I'm joined today by Ngoni Chikomba, and he works with Zimphone, which is kind of an exciting product that allows people in the diaspora to call people back home in Zim. Ngoni, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Tizenda.
Now, tell me more about Zimphone and how can Zimbabweans start using it?
All right, so Zimphone is, it's actually Zimphone Mobile. It's a telephone service that allows you to communicate with people that are based at home. And recently, we rolled out a service whereby you can actually communicate with anyone around the world. And I mean, by communicating, it's not only bridging the gap, but in addition to providing the services at a really affordable rate.
So what exactly do I do? Like, if I wanted to start using Zimphone today, how do I get the service?
All right, so there's several ways in which you can start using the service. First things first, of course, you have to register with our platform. This you can do online or on your mobile device. Once you register, you'll be assigned a Zimphone number and an activation code. And as simple as that, you download the application, be it you're using Android, iOS, which is iPhone, or probably even your Windows PC or your Mac PC.
But Ngoni, what about my Mbuya Kumusha? How would she know that a call's coming from me? And how does it get through once it gets to her back in Zim?
All right, so pretty much we use voice over IP technology, basically, you know, by changing your voice into small data packets. And this is then terminated in Zimbabwe through our third party, you know, whereby it's now distributed into your GSM networks or your public switch networks. So whereby if you're calling your GoGo in Zimbabwe, she will see a Zimbabwe number reflect, right? It's going to be a +263 number, and it's going to be as clear as it can be, and it won't have any lag.
And one of the main things that a lot of people would be worried about, of course, is how much it costs. You know, tell us what makes this product different than some of the other ones that might be on the market. How much am I paying to make these calls?
I'll start off by saying the reason why we started this was obviously to provide an affordable service. And this we've done by offering a mere 12 cents per minute to call Zimbabwe, right? No matter where you are in the world, as long as you're using Zimphone Mobile, you'll be able to call Zimbabwe at 12 cents per minute, all right? And then, of course, we have different rates for different countries that you'll be calling. And in addition to that, I forgot to mention, we also offer, the option or service for you to transfer airtime from your Zimphone account to anyone anywhere in the world. So, for instance, if you want to transfer airtime to someone on Vodacom in South Africa, you're able to do that. If you want to transfer a dollar buddy for GoGo who is in Togo, you can definitely do that through your Zimphone account.
And, you know, with some of these newer smartphones, of course, there are some apps that you can use. You know, with iPhone, if someone has Viber, you can call them on Viber, but they have to have a smartphone. What sets yourself apart from some of those apps?
If you look at Viber, right, let's say, for instance, we're talking about GoGo who's in Togo. GoGo in Togo does not have a smartphone, so therefore she is unable to utilize Viber, WhatsApp, Skype, or any other voice over IP service. But value behind using Zimphone is we then convert that voice over IP packet into a public switched network, right? So basically that voice over IP packet is going over the internet. When it gets to Zimbabwe, it then gets to your local network, whereby even if GoGo has got a 3310, a 5110, she'll still be able to communicate with you effectively. With other applications like Viber, I'm sure you know that with Viber, one has to be registered with Viber. They have to have internet access for them to utilize Viber on both ends. And this is not the case with Zimphone. With Zimphone, the person initiating the phone call is the only person that has to have an internet connection.
Some of these products that a lot of young people have been launching in order to bridge the gap between people living in the diaspora and people back home, what is the importance of some of these products, such as your Zimphone?
I mean, you look at Zimphone, it's a form of communication, right? It's a way of making communication affordable to everyone. We all know that even if we try to use other voice over IP services that terminate locally in Zimbabwe, they're going to charge you like 39 cents. But at the end of the day, even if someone back at home is trying to reach you, they're still charging international rates, right? And so what we're trying to do is we cut the cost. Therefore, if we cut the cost in you making calls to Zimbabwe, that brings up room for, you know, conversation. And what we try to do is open the channel of communication.
So again, one more time, tell our audience where exactly they can start using Zimphone and what they have to do to use it.
For you to register on the Zimphone platform, all you just go is to www.zimphone.com. A lot of people usually confuse the phone in Zimphone, but it's phone.com. And you just click register, you fill in your details. Before you know it, you receive a confirmation email or an SMS, and you activate the account.
Ngoni, I want to thank you for joining me on the Youth Forum, and I look forward to trying out other products and making sure that I can get through to Gogo in Mutoko.
Definitely, and thank you a lot, Tatenda, for having me on the show.
Ngoni Chikomba, talking about his product called Zimphone. For all of you that are interested, make sure you check it out and let us know how it works for you. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next week. Have a good one.
I don't know, it's Buffalo Soldier. Right about now, you're listening to Studio 7 in Washington with Marvelous Mslanga Nyawuwe. Don't touch that dial. Boom! Buffalo
Soldier. Today, we give you a repeat of the music of Zimbabwe reggae artist Buffalo Soldier. We spoke to Buffalo Soldier earlier this week following his performance at the U.S. Africa Leaders Summit with 18 other African artists who are involved in a program to encourage African youth to take up agriculture. South African-based Buffalo Soldier says he is working with other African artists on ways to engage their various governments to find ways to engage with the youth and encourage them to take up farming using social media and music.
I think I'm popularly known with the song called Ezanda Pezulu. It goes like, everybody go to Zanda Pezulu, Ezanda Pezulu. But, you know, that was back then. Now, you know what I mean? I'm on, there's a, you know, a whole lot of new stuff. For people that have been following me, they know there's a song called Chibambi Chabadara, which is also making waves right now. It's called Chibambi Jabadara, Chibambi Jabadara, Ikana Uchida Gubadara, Utu Imba Jibaranzi, Ana Uchida Gutamari, Utu Tamba Jibaranzi. You know, it's one of the new songs, and because I've just released the album, the Chosen One album, so the track is also on that album. It's the same track I performed as a solo track at One Campaign as well in Washington, D.C.
Tell us how that was for you. You were performing in front of Americans who didn't understand your language, but
yes,
we saw that they were warming up to a performance.
Felt good. You know, I mean, it's always a blessing, and it's always, you know, you always have to thank God when such happens, and it was a blessing for me, you know, like for me to just share the stage, you know, with all those amazing musicians, you know. But, I mean, in terms of, I did not expect the crowd to go wild, but I have one quote that I go with is, no matter what, no matter what place or no matter what position, people will sit if you're sitting and people will stand if you're standing. So they, I think they follow the energy, and I gave them the energy. They did not really have to understand what I was saying at that moment in my music, but the energy just drives the people. And you are the driver when you're on stage, you know, you're the pilot. So people just follow on how you drive, how you control the crowd.
That was Buffalo Soldier speaking to us from South Africa. This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. And now to recap on today's top stories. The Southern Africa Development Committee Heads of States and Government Leaders Summit started in the resort town of Victoria Falls today, with President Robert Mugabe assuming chairmanship of the 15-member regional bloc. 400 young Catholics from 10 European and African countries arrived in the country Friday for a 10-day conference that will end Sunday next week, running under the theme Ignite Africa Magics. That was the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, August 17th, 2014. Please stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyawuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.